And now, a special edition of the Toddcast Podcast.
What's up? This is Stixy Dania.
Right on. So, of course, you guys are going to be back in our fine city. It's coming up pretty quick, I guess. April 11th through the 13th, the Commodore Ballroom always, I mean, it's always a great place to play.
We're not coming.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's April Fool's. No, we're coming. We're coming to rock all the Vancouvians.
Yeah, and coming
We're coming in super duper hot. I'm very, very excited, actually.
Yeah. You know, Sticks, Chance has a really good question, actually. He goes, how do they keep, the three-night shows different and fun and unique for the people that are going to be, attending multiple nights? Do you do different sets?
We will be doing different sets. You know, I think we take a lot of pride in, making sure that it's not the same show every night, especially when you do three nights in a row. And we want it to be fun for people who are coming for all three nights. But keep in mind, Chance, that there's going to be a lot of different people in the crowd. So that means that there's going to be a lot of different sets of boobs
right.
that you will be able to see, and that really helps distract you from the fact that we may play some songs three nights in a row.
You know, the first time I saw Steel Panther, it blew my mind. Of course, you hear about what goes on at the shows and stuff, and. When did that start? Was it at the very get-go? There were girls jumping up on stage and dropping gear?
It wasn't anything we were never calculated about it. I just think it kind of goes hand in hand with, Tony Katane on the top of a Jaguar, feeling
right.
sexy. When you hear that kind of music, I think it makes people want to screw. I really do. I feel like it makes chicks feel sexy, and that in turn makes dudes, all riled up, and everybody wins. And then when you keep the night going, people just seem to get looser and looser and looser, and I'm happy to be the band to provide that soundtrack for people to want to fuck.
Yeah, well said. What was that like working with Chad Kruger, Vancouver's unofficial rock mayor, of course? Dude, I caught a lot of shit, man, for playing It Won't Suck Itself on C-Fox's afternoon show. It might
Did
have been
you really?
Because I played it like three times in 30 minutes, but...
Dude, well, I got to tell you, working with... Thank you for playing it, by the way. Working with Chad was a blast. We went up to his house, and he had a girl there who her only job was to roll joints. It was crazy. I swear to God.
Come on.
It was like... I'm not kidding. That was her job. I mean, maybe she had other jobs, but that was definitely her job.
That job that afternoon was I'm rolling joints.
Yeah, and he was really fun to work with. He was super cool, very creative dude, and the song came together really fast. It was like we were sitting around, and Satchel had a guitar. He came up with that riff, and then I found it really interesting to watch Chad come up with lyrics, because it's always interesting to watch someone when you write with somebody new. You never know how it's going to go, because writing is very personal. And so when you do that with somebody, especially somebody who's had that many fucking hits,
right.
it was a great experience to watch his fucking mind work. It was really cool.
So what
you
was
know?
That? Was it you guys reaching out to Chad, or was it the other way around? Because I know that he's a fan of you guys as well, of course.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember what direction it went. He had been coming to shows
yeah.
in LA, and right. we'd known him, and he'd gotten up on stage to jam with us. And at some point, I think it was one of those things like, dude, we got to write a song together. Dude, we got to write a song together. And after you say it enough times, you got to write a song together. And he we scheduled it to come up to his pad, and it was a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, I bet. April 11th through 13th, Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom, Steel Panther grab tickets.
I have to tell you, the second two nights are sold out. There's only tickets for the first night left.
There must be a way to get into those second and third nights, though, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, bob, bob. Yes, I do.
Yes,
but
I do.
I want to sell the night, three nights out. But I would get tickets that first night.
Yeah, get
it
going.
Be insane.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.